Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
It's Tacky from Mandatory Fun, his latest album, 2014.
Yes. Wow. 2014? That doesn't seem like that long ago.
Oh my gosh.
Where is time going?
Oh my gosh. Where's his new album? No. I don't think he'll be doing albums, but I think he's going to continue to do songs. I think he just needs a break. And
yeah.
And he's got TV shows and all those other things.
So. I know, but I want a new song.
I'm sure we'll get something. We've got a couple of new songs coming out soon.
Yeah, Medium Rarity's coming.
Yeah, or maybe they're already out. I'm not sure.
Luckily,
I bought a copy of it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn coma we just woke up from. We don't know what time it is, what date.
This is obviously... reference to the summer hit of 2013. I don't know. Happy by Pharrell Williams. Pharrell
Williams, yes.
Yeah, and his hat.
And his hat, yes. Mainly his hat, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a big star.
And it's fun and peppy. Like
happy. It makes you happy.
Well, exactly. Like, that's the thing is, like, this is a great song where you're like, well, I'm going to parody this song that is just so peppy and amazing that, like, half of the work is done for me because the song is just so awesome to begin with.
The song is so happy, it's almost tacky, which is great. It's just like this, like, hey, you just sing it, you feel tacky, and just it just lends itself so well to tacky.
Yes.
Because it's almost a tacky song.
Well, in a way. In the forums, they were wondering if tacky was going to be a parody of happy or his parody of fancy.
Because
it could have
been
similarly enough, but they
I'm glad he went this way. Yeah.
No, this is definitely the way to go.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, just so much fun. The video is awesome. It's sort of a parody. It's not really a parody, but it's a reference to Pharrell's video, because Pharrell's video is basically just a whole bunch of just random people dancing to the song.
Yeah,
But Weird Al's is more of like this artistic thing because it's all done in one shot.
Amazing.
Which is an amazing thing. If you know anything about film, that's a really crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's none of it's like fate. You know what I mean? Like they don't go behind somebody's back where they get a chance to like cut and stuff. Nope. And in fact, Weird Al's at the beginning and the end of this video. So he's actually running downstairs.
Yeah. Changing.
And changing.
Yeah.
To get to the end of the video to be there for that song.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The timing is perfect. And I love that after that, he opened his concerts doing that.
Yeah.
I got to see him in Orlando and he did that. He started out back and he had a guy, you know, in front of him going all the way through the backstage area.
Yeah.
He came out to the audience and it was so well done. And he doesn't, I know he did it. I don't know if he's still doing it. He's touring the beginning of all of his shows since then.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Awesome. It's such a fun video. It's such a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I was watching the Pharrell video, and because this song, I guess, technically is from Despicable
Me,
Me Too.
Yep.
Every once in a while, there's like a minion dancing.
Yeah.
Like one of the ones from like Universal Studios, like dancing in the video for like 2 seconds.
The costume character. The costume character. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, that's funny. Like, and it's just tiny enough. Like, it's just fast enough that it's amusing and you go, oh yeah, that's right, and then you just move on.
Nice.
So lots of fun. Lyrics are fun. He bridges the gap between the classic tacky in fashion sense to the more tacky from a social relevance,
social norms
kind of thing.
I like it, and in fact
like everything that he does, there's always going to be questions. I mean, like, there's always people who come up with, like, well, technically, I don't think that's tacky or that's wrong.
I think pretty much everything he said in this video and song is
there,
really
but there's varying degrees
on the
and
nose
it does,
tacky.
Well, I don't know. There's a couple of things. We'll get to it.
Let's talk about this. Bring it,
okay.
Charlie.
I had a resume printed in Comic Sans.
And you, sir, are tacky.
Yes.
I did as well.
Well, here's the thing. I had a professor, Miss Betts, in college, and I swear, one day in class, she said, "You know what I like? I like Comic Sans. You should put all your essays
in
that."
Comic Sans.
And that's what I did. Like, I did not come up with that by myself.
Uh-huh.
But then I don't know. I just I enjoy it.
I like it too.
I understand why. It's fun. I understand why other people are like, oh, it's not businessy and stuff, and yeah. and it got way overused. Too many people. And but it's just it's something. It's interesting. Like it's fun to look at, and it's still just. It's not like Wingdings or something so crazy that like you wouldn't be able to act. You can still read the thing, but have some fun in it.
What were your resumes for? Like it wasn't. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't anything businessy.
Oh well, I mean it's all. I'm entertainment.
Yeah, so, you exactly. know, so we're okay with it. We're entertainment.
Yeah, I'm not,
I never turned in any like you know waiting jobs in Comic Sans, but you know for acting stuff and gigs. Yeah, why not? But you know it's kind of tacky.
Another thing, my wife. When we went out on a first date, totally would have been like, had I used a coupon, she probably would have fallen in love with me faster.
Mine too.
So, you know, we got that. Yep. Now, some people were debating on the forum, like, well, maybe it's just bringing the entire, like one of those old entertainment books kind of thing with you. And I know my parents did that. Like my parents would be like, oh, we're going. Let's see what we're
through.
Let's
figure out what we're eating. That's the way I was raised. So like, that's frugal. Like, I don't think that's tacky. So I'll agree with you on that one. Depending on the situation, if you know the person, you can go for it. If it's like a blind date, you don't know the person at all and you bust out the coupons, that can be pretty tacky.
But that then gets back to the like... that weird social lying problem that we have on first dates. True, you know what I mean? Like, because
money is no issue to me. Let's get some steak and lobster.
And that's the thing is how much of that do you want to portray? Because
if it goes well, you're stuck with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and where does that balance? You know, there are some things where like, you know, and same thing with, I have that problem with job interviews too. You're like, well, I could dress up really, really nicely, but that is not at all what I do on a daily basis.
Never see me in this again. Yeah.
So, but then there's the, well, if he didn't even bother to dress up, how lazy is he? So there's this weird, like you want to come as yourself, but you want to come as like the best of yourself, but then they
a
need
realistic
to know
version
they're
of
not actually getting that. And I don't, so I don't, that's a whole,
you
that's,
can tell we are not corporate people at all.
You need to come or daters.
Yeah.
call up 302-72 weird and tell us about this. Like that I don't know what to do with that. Like, because
if you're cheap like us, you know, you should probably let the girl in your life know right away.
Exactly.
You're cheap.
Exactly.
And if they're cool with it, that's the one you want to marry. My wife gets offended when I spend too much money. Like if I don't have a coupon or don't do something on sale or buy something that's like we don't need, she's upset with me. And I love that. That's the reason you marry the girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
My wife recently had a birthday, so I went and bought a cake at Publix. Mm-hmm. Like I got a Publix cake and I first was like, oh, I'll get this one with the two numbers made out of half, like quarter sheets of cake. And they're like, that's $50.
No. Nope.
And I'm like, okay, the little bit of happiness you'll get from this cake will be completely negated by the fact that she
How
found
much
out
did you pay for this.
She finds out I paid $50 for a cake.
No.
So I was like, okay, let's just get this normal one. And,
draw 50
and it was
on
like
it.
20.
not draw 50. Your wife's not 50. Whoa. No. I had the number in my head.
Wow.
No. Draw her age on it. Yeah, not the 50. No.
I didn't even
not
do
yet.
That, I think.
No.
Maybe I did. I don't remember. But yeah, so it was like $20. And it was like, okay,
this
is
acceptable.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of things that we love, Weird Al.
Yes, Weird Al. We were talking about him, weren't we?
Yes.
What else is tacky? Anything else that you think was not tacky?
No, those were the big ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Video.
Oh, geez.
Lots of fun. We already
so
talked about the single shot, but
awesome.
Cameos. Aisha Tyler, Margaret Cho, Eric Stonestreet, Kristen Shaw, Jack Black.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al twice.
Yeah
exactly.
Wow, so many. Who was the tackiest, do you think? I mean, we watched this video. I was like, wow, both the Eric Stone Street doesn't really seem that tacky because that's kind of almost his look.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing. Like, of all the people, okay, who do you think looked the tackiest to you?
I was going to say Christian Shaw until Jack Black busted. I remembered, like, Jack Black was it.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. I like Christian Shaw's outfit is so tacky in a way, but like, almost works. In the same
for her,
way, yeah. Almost in the same way that Eric's kind of works.
You can
too.
See her wearing that.
Yeah, exactly. Jack Black's, I feel like, is tacky in a way because I almost feel like Jack Black's doesn't even really fit him very well. It does not flatter him in any way, shape,
point,
or form.
Yeah.
But but that's not the pattern. That's the shape of the clothing.
It's a pattern too.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, So it is. It's hard. Jack Black's definitely way up there.
Yeah.
I feel like each of them is tacky in a slightly different way.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's hard to, what are we talking about in terms of tackiness? Okay.
Well, I mean, I love this little anecdote. At the time this video came out, I was actually doing a role at Universal Studios called the Tacky Tourist. So my job was to dress up tacky every day and look like these people. And Jack Black literally looked like one of our costumes. Like the Crocs with socks on, the belt like over pants with no belt loop. Just like everything that he had on was exactly, he just didn't have the hat that we wore.
Oh,
it was,
man.
Like wow. And that sound came out like, that's my song. I'm tacky. I'm getting paid to be tacky. And this is like great. I love when this song came out because that was my life for a couple years.
That is awesome.
Yep.
In terms of outfits, Weird Al's original outfit, like the first outfit he wears, the jacket is actually an old Weird Al outfit.
Yeah.
It was from the Q107. Like, he wore it back in the day.
Yeah.
And this is 1993, the Q107 Canadian National Rock Awards. He co-hosted with Jeff Helsey.
Jeff Helsey?
H-E-A-L-S-E-Y.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. Yeah, so he wore the same jacket to that.
Wow, I know Jeff Healy, who's a blind singer.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Not Helsey, it's Healy.
Oh,
Jeff
Healy.
Yeah, Angel Eyes was his big song. How do I know that?
But he co-hosted with him.
Yeah.
And he wore that same jacket.
Well, so that jacket is Jeff couldn't see it.
Wow. Wow.
Didn't want to offend his Angel Eyes.
Wow. And moving on. When a Weird Al comes out, they even play Jurassic Park as the song that they introduce him to.
Nice.
And I guess the two of them co-hosted the whole thing too.
Interesting.
Like, it wasn't even Weird Al came out first. Yeah. And that was a clip somebody on the forum found and was like, that's the same jacket. That's so awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's
really in the
cool.
same way that Kristen Schaal's outfit kind of is reminiscent of one of her character's outfits in BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
It's got a similar thing, only it's got a third hand in the middle coming up from the bottom.
Nice.
So it's kind of interesting to see those things come back into play. Yeah. There's also a great part of School of Rock that Jack Black is in that the little kid goes, "You're tacky."
Yeah.
Yeah. So nice. All this stuff comes together in a fun, fun way. One of the other lyrics we talk about, at one point he says the word fat, which means he made a reference to one of his previous songs.
Yeah.
Not completely, not intentionally at all, but like just happens. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Like how he says foil and other things. Yeah, and you're like, see? Okay.
Are you just really fat?
Yeah.
That's not, I don't know if that's really a tacky, well, it is a tacky thing to say, but that was like more like, ooh, yeah, squeam it.
To make it so I don't have to edit, this song was produced by Nerdist.
Was it?
Not the last song we did.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense in my mind, and now I understand it.
Gotcha, yeah.
So we were wrong with that. Sorry about that. Confused everybody.
When you said Nerdist in the last time, I was thinking Seth Green.
Yeah, I don't think Nerdist even existed when White and Nerdy came out.
Well, you said it was one of their first things. Like, okay, cool. I didn't realize that Chris Hardwick was like really into that. I was very confused at the time when you said that, but I went with it.
Yeah.
But when you said it, though, I was thinking...
We're wrong. Yeah. Sorry about that. The entire shot was at the Palace Theater in LA.
Okay.
And part of that theater was also used for Julianna Moore's apartment in The Big Lebowski.
Huh.
That's where you recognize it from.
Not at all, but okay. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah. Lots of fun. I like it. Just such a fun show. Like video, fun song, fun everything. A little bit of controversy. People felt like the apparently there's six takes of this, and I think they used the sixth take. I've tried to find some of the other takes, but I couldn't find it right away. Apparently, Aisha doesn't grab herself in the other takes, and that definitely is one of those things that some people are like, "That's
a little over the line." Yeah,
over the line. Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable watching that with my little boys.
Like, yeah.
They think it's funny though.
And it's very tacky. Like,
yes,
like,
it is.
Like, and that's the weirdest part of the song is anytime somebody has a complaint about the song, it's like, no, that's the point.
Yeah, it's tacky.
So
but that may be a little bit like crossing the line from tacky to somewhat obscene in some people's views.
To a degree, yeah.
To a degree, bit like, okay, that's a little bit too personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it is a clothed.
Yes, exactly.
Top
jiggle.
You know what I mean? Like, so it is. I don't know. It's an interesting. It definitely. Yeah. It's another one of those times where every once in a while there's a weird sexuality thing to something that makes you go, "Oh, did we don't know about that?"
Yeah. Lana.
Oh,
what are you doing? I love Aisha. She's great.
Oh, she's amazing. Anyways, So I think time to talk about lyrics.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Should I go first?
I'll go first. Mine's the end.
Oh.
If I'm bitten by a zombie, I'm probably not telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's because it's the extreme version of the other side of tacky, which is this weird like social inappropriateness kind of thing, and it's like the height of it, but it's also like hyperbole in this weird fun zombie sense. You know what I mean? So it is. It's basically being a horrible person. Kind of.
Yeah.
But like, and that's what the rest of them are, but it's like the extreme version of it, I think.
Sure. I could not disagree with you more on that one. Honestly, that's my least favorite lyric.
Oh,
seriously, it just doesn't feel like that one fits.
Well, I do think it doesn't fit. I think it feels a little weird.
Yeah.
But I think it encapsulates sort of all the taking selfies at a funeral and all this other thing. Exactly. Yeah. Like this whole like I am just being a horrible person. And that's what that's like.
Okay. Yeah. I almost went with the one you just mentioned, the taking selfies with the deceased at the funeral. Yeah. That was pretty darn funny, pretty tacky. I could see people doing that. But I'm going to go with my first choice. Wear my Ed Hardy shirt with fluorescent orange pants, because that image is like.
Oh, Ed Hardy.
There is nothing tackier than Ed Hardy. Seriously, there is. I can't. When I think. Tacky, the very first thing I usually think of is an Ed Hardy shirt.
Oh, or John from Kate, John and Kate plus eight.
Well, because he wears because Ed Hardy shirts. Yeah, for sure.
Van Heesing, what was the hats?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
Those trucker hats that,
awful. Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Ed Hardy, I just had a flash of, I actually saw a car painted Ed Hardy.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, like it was like someone put an Ed Hardy shirt on a car, and he even had the signature Ed Hardy across the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
It was literally the tackiest thing I've ever seen in my
life.
It was
a thing for a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why,
but it was one of those things where like it was so distinctly a type of person who would wear that made you go, you know what?
I don't want to talk to that person.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're an Ed Hardy wearing person, but that's like. Really, as a server, we seriously judge people who come in wearing an Ed Hardy shirt. We're like, oh gosh, I don't want this table. This is gonna be
awful.
This is gonna be wanting to make his own menu. Ugh, those people.
Well, he's gotta save all that money to buy those Ed Hardy shirts.
Ed Hardy shirt, yeah,
because they're expensive.
Certain things just say so much about the type of person you are. An Ed Hardy shirt encapsulates the worst of tackiness to me. Anywho, that's why I love that line. That's like, that just screams tacky to me.
All right. What do you give this? How many Ed Hardy shirts?
That would be a reverse. I mean, that'd be like for the worst thing ever, you'd be five Ed Hardy shirts. So I don't know if I can give it five Ed Hardy shirts.
Give it negative five Ed Hardy shirts.
That would be just like really weird. Yeah. Negative. So to 5-0 Ed Hardy shirts. No, let's not do this. I can't do it. Ed Hardy shirts.
I'm giving it a 4.5, whatever we decide it's going to be. Because I like it. But I think that some of it, this is a weird thing to say. I think this song, some of the things that I like about it are the fact that I really enjoy Happy.
Yeah.
And so, this song benefits a lot from the fact that Pharrell's song is just so catchy.
Right?
He doesn't, like, you know what I mean?
Agreed. Like, yes, I agree. Yeah. That's a lot of the joy in the song is how catchy the original is. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy was such a happy song, and this is just like,
to me, something like Pancreas, Weird Al's doing all the work.
Yes.
Musically.
Yes.
Whereas this, it's like, no, Pharrell did all that work. So you
agreed.
And maybe that's not right. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm being hard.
It's a good thing, but yeah, it doesn't add him points to Al.
And we're at the point where we need to find justifications for our things.
So yeah, I love the song. I'm going to say
what are you gonna get?
0 to 5 selfies.
With the deceased?
Yes. Well, with or without the deceased.
I'm going to take 5.5 selfies with the deceased.
Selfies are pretty tacky. Right. 0 to 5 selfies is my rating. I'm going to go 4.5 as well. I mean, it's not quite a 5, just because I think for the reasons you said. Weird Al, it's such a good song. He didn't really have to do too much
yeah.
with it. to make it awesome. And everything he did was great. I love his lyrics. I love the tackiness. Honestly, it's not much better. But we, like I said before, you have to go with the bar was raised by things like, you know, like White and Nerdy.
Which is weird because White and Nerdy's music isn't Weird Al's either.
That is true. So I don't know if that's something we're going to really take away from
it. Flaky from day to day, I guess.
I don't know. It's a tough one. But it's not quite there. Maybe because it was too easy. Tacky and Happy are pretty much, you know, it's pretty obvious, sort of.
Yeah.
Everything he said was really tacky. There wasn't a whole lot of difficulty in his singing. Like, you know, White and Nerdy, just the rapping is so tight. And the way he just delivers everything, it's a lot of work. It was really difficult. He pulled it off amazingly. This song was kind of easy. You know, he didn't do anything spectacular with it. It was fun. It's a great song. 4.5, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting. The thing, he got an email from Pharrell because he was talking to the managers. They weren't doing anything, so he actually somehow got Pharrell's real email address and like emailed him directly. And Pharrell said he's super honored to be picked by Weird Al to do this. And the other fun thing is
he be about food?
No. Pharrell's email then gave him permission for both this song, Blurred Lines, and Get Lucky, because Pharrell's directly involved with all three of those songs.
Oh.
So this one email,
wow,
is 2.25 of the songs on this album.
Interesting.
That one email that
I didn't
back.
Know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So
he didn't have to go to what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Thick. Robin Thicke. He didn't really have to ask him, but I'm sure he did anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Maybe he had to ask both Pharrell and Thicke.
Maybe he had to go to Alan.
Why go to your dad? I'm going to do a song about your son's song.
Well, and nobody actually knows who Daft Punk are, so Pharrell's probably the only person who could.
I'm sure someone knows who they are. They're their dads.
Their dads.
Go to Daft Punk's dads.
Maybe they don't have dads.
Ooh.
Maybe they're their own dads.
Dum, dum, dum.
Okay.
Time travelers?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that wouldn't work either.
Well, that's why they have the helmets on, because they were time traveling, traveling messes up your face or something.
True. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they're their own mom and dad. You ever think of that?
They could be.
Yeah. So if you want to think about that, call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's the weird line. Tell us about what you thought of this song, what you thought about our horrible attribution of the Nerdist for White and Nerdy, which seemed appropriate at the time.
It did.
Or, you know, just tell us something about Weird Al that you like or a song that you enjoy. You can also get a hold of us. We're All Yankovics on Instagram and we'reallyankovics.com.
Yeah. Tell us the tackiest thing you've ever done.
What?
Not you. People. Oh. People calling in. Call in and say something tacky you've done.
Oh, there you go.
What do you think is tacky? I don't know. Why not? Give them something to talk about.
What? And then that's the question is, what's the difference between tacky and awkward?
Not much.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess awkward is something you feel. If you're tacky, you don't really feel it. You just are.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
in retrospect, you're like, wow, come to think of it, that was pretty tacky when I did that 10 years ago, you know?
Wow, interesting.
Who knows? I don't think there's a self-awareness of being tacky at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so then,
yeah.
Good question.
I think that's what makes it tacky. It's like you're oblivious to the fact that you are being tacky. That makes it tacky.
Interesting.
Yeah. Awkward is like, oh, what did I just do?
There was one, I think Billboard reviewed this and said, there is something weird about having a guy whose whole career was sort of made out of like doing his own thing and sort of being the weird out of place guy, making fun of people who are being tacky.
Yeah.
Like there's
a bit of ironic.
There's an irony in there. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But so that was fun.
Alanis Morissette never touched on that one.
Nope.
Don't you think?
That'd be a lot I'm not even going to try.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This has been We're All Yankovics.
I'm Steve.
I'm Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If you don't